sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On an early spring day in southeast Alaska, a Sitka black-tailed deer bends to nip the growing tip off a plant poking through the crust of snow covering the forest floor. The spiky buds scattered across this boggy creek bottom are actually melting the snow as they emerge, generating heat as they sprout from underground tubers that have been dormant all winter. These are the tightly furled emerging flowers of skunk cabbage, a thermogenic plant. How thermogenic plants like skunk cabbage generate heat is not well understood, but the benefits are clear. By generating heat, skunk cabbage pushes the start of its growing season ahead by weeks. Skunk cabbage sprouts well before other rainforest plants, and the emerging flower is protected from freezing on the still chilly early spring nights. The heat generated also causes the release of the musky, skunky smell that attracts pollinators. These are not the nectar-sipping bees and butterflies of summer, but flies and beetles that are typically attracted to carrion and rotting meat. To ensure that the plant will cross-pollinate and not fertilize itself, the female part of the flower matures before the male part. Insects drawn by the plant's scent and warmth bring pollen from earlier flowering plants. Once the flowers are fertilized, skunk cabbage unfurls its giant leaves, the largest of any plant in the rainforest, up to 4 feet long and almost 2 feet wide. Deer may dine upon the plant all summer long, but the early season buds are the most prized. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.